Hi, brothers and sisters, and welcome to our Get Out With God podcast. I'm Rick.
And I'm Christine, and we're the Ingrams, founders of the Viking and the Lioness Ministries.
Our mission is to encourage people to get out with God in order to begin to heal, become whole, and live well, spirit, soul, and body.
And we hope that this podcast blesses you with the word of the Lord and serves as bite-sized encouragement as you clear the clutter, quiet the noise, and draw closer in your relationship with the Lord.
We invite you to subscribe to the podcast, share it with others, and help us spread the word of the Lord.
Brothers and sisters, and welcome to day 30 of our Journey with Jesus, a Lenten reflection. Before we get started, we'd like to invite you to look in the show notes, and you'll find two links there. One is to the Lenten calendar, 40 days of the scriptures that we were discussing over the Lenten journey. And the second is our study guide that does a deeper dive into the study that we do on the podcast. And that is updated on a daily basis. So be sure to check back at it often. Mm-hmm. With that, my handsome husband, would you like to read today's scripture for us?
Oh, I get to read the word.
You get to read the word.
Yes. Today's scripture, we're going to be reading out of the book of John, chapter 1, verse 12. And we're going to read from the NIV today. And it says, "Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God."
I love this study. I know we've talked a lot about the sacrifices that Jesus did for us, for our salvation. But this kind of flips it on its side and just talks, well, I guess it talks about the other side of just becoming part of that family, that kingdom.
Yeah, what it purchased.
Yeah.
His sacrifice.
Yeah.
So much. And this is just another one of those wonderful things that you just can't, the more you think about and meditate on it, you just can't really fathom the depth of the blessing that this is.
It's one of the biggest, best gifts ever.
Oh, ever. Yeah.
Ever.
Ever. I mean, to be restored back to as if Adam had never sinned. The authority and the whole rulership over the planet Earth, and now with Jesus' sacrifice, we have the authority in heaven and in earth through him. But what gives us that is the fact that we now are children of God.
And brothers and sisters to Jesus.
Yes.
I love that. Yes. And I know today we used the analogy of, well, in one of the scriptures that we shared, it talked about adoption. And that adoption process. And so we talked about the human adoption, you know. We know people that have gone through that arduous adoption process all the challenges that it entails.
The roller coaster ride of up and down.
Yeah.
It's going to work, it's not. It's going to work, it's not.
And then the heartache when it doesn't work.
Yeah.
But then the blessing when it does work, and that child or those children are brought into the folds of that family. And equating that to how, you know, you see those families and you've seen them celebrate on their gotcha day.
The gotcha day.
When, you know, they're like, we gotcha. You're ours now. It's legal. It's binding.
It's official.
And to think about those smiling faces of those parents and those children. And then to think about how God, can you imagine the smile on God's face and the joy?
Oh, yeah.
The joy that he has when his children are like, yeah, I want to be part of that family.
Yep.
I believe in Jesus Christ, that he's my Savior.
Angels rejoice in heaven.
Can you imagine? It's a big old party.
Party. Yes, I'm not going to dance, but, you know, I can imagine them dancing.
He was dancing.
Don't tell on me.
The Harlem Shuffle.
Yeah. Oh, no. No, no.
Don't go down that.
No, no.
Okay.
Don't go there.
We digress. But just that rejoicing of not just God, but everyone else that's already part of the family.
Mm-hmm.
I can imagine it's just this big old party going, oh, ooh, there's another one. Yay.
Gotcha.
Ding, 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 ding. Gotcha, gotcha, gotcha. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah, it's awesome. There's just no words to describe. We, for so long, have been trapped in religious thinking about God being out there and far away and just barely accepting us to really have the scriptures finally begin to be opened up.
Mm.
At least in my mind and in my eyes, it's night and day. And it becomes so much more real and personal and so incredible when you can set aside your religious glasses and really put this into real world, right now, everyday terms, because it does affect you on a daily basis. It's not just something for the future.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just when we die, we get to go be in heaven with him forever. This is right now, right here, right where you're at,
just as you are.
God loves you and accepts you, and you are his gotcha.
I love that. I love the R.C. Sproul quote that we have here, mm-hmm. and where he talks about, it's God, let me read the quote. It says, God does not love us because we're lovely. He loves us because Christ is lovely. He loves us in Christ. So God is accepting us into his family, not because we're shiny and bright and perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It's just because we are one with Jesus Christ. And I think that's just beautiful.
Yeah, he's not blind.
Yeah. He's like, you're kind of scuffed
up.
We're
the ones that are blind because we have failed to see what he's done.
Mm.
And he's made us perfect.
Yeah.
He's made us on the inside, just as squeaky clean, just as righteous, just as holy, just as perfect as Jesus. That's who we are right now.
Yeah.
Inside.
And all we need to do is believe and have faith. And I know it's really important when the enemy is prowling around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's there just waiting for us to go astray. And
just to leave the herd, just for a moment,
they just like pounce on us.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really important. I know we've shared in the study guide, we shared extra scripture. And the reason that we did that is just to stay in the word. Mm. More encouragement to stay in the word, meditate on the word, pray, you know, with the word in mind when you're talking to God. Talk about those scriptures, just listen to him, let him explain them and go a deeper dive. But just as a reminder, I know we shouldn't have to see it to believe it, but it does help reinforce in those moments when we're being attacked by the enemy.
Well, yeah, and it brings me back to when Jesus was being tempted. His first response was, get thee hence, Satan, it is written.
Yes. Oh,
the
yes.
Very first response from Jesus was, no, get out of here because my God said. And he quoted the word.
Yeah.
So the more of these scriptures that we can have at the ready, the easier it is to defend against Satan's little lies and temptations and just little twists and turns that he tries to put into the word, you know, to get us off track. There's nothing that he can do if you know the word.
And to share it with others. So
oh, yeah.
When even, you know, enemies attacking us, but also with our kids, with our family, with our friends, with our coworkers, sharing that word when it's having those at the ready, like you said, so that if there are those moments you're like, okay, wait a minute, I know this scripture would be great. I know this would help them in this moment. Instead of handing them a box of Kleenex, give them scripture.
Well,
give them
and
scripture.
Then hand them Kleenex.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Because they'll be so overjoyed, they'll be crying.
Sure. But, you know, we know there's ways where we have that authority to, you know, to heal ourselves in those moments when it's bad, to, you know, to go to the Lord for comfort, You know, we have that toolbox. So I think instead of always going to handing Kleenex at the first moment, let's hand them something that's useful. Let's hand them the word. Let's hand them the authority we've given them. Let's talk about that. Let's, you know, educate people about those things that are there that, you know, we're always quick to go, oh, I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, when someone passes away, for instance, for me, it's hard to say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry your heart is feeling that way. But realize this, this is what we know. This is amazing. This is amazing because we know where they are. We know they're, you know, with Jesus, their brother. Mm-hmm. So instead of saying, I'm sorry, because we're sorry, we're sad for us here now on this earth, but we should be, you know, rejoicing. You know, for instance, I know when my grandmother, I was sad for myself, but I'm like, oh my gosh, she's...
Yeah, her body's no longer struggling.
At 104, I know she's dancing with the Lord, and I know it's incredible, and she helped reinforce that belief mm-hmm. and that knowing in me because she was so faithful.
Yep.
So if we can use scriptures to remind people, if we can use just the things that we know, I think that's better than a tissue, but
yeah,
unless yep. her nose is running, but
yes, then please hand them a tissue, but yeah, the best thing is to always bring the truth in every situation and do it in love. It's never supposed to be judgmental or harsh or beating somebody over the head. It's, you know what? It's good. Jesus paid for this. And if somebody's, you know, in that death situation, it's not a death. It's just a separation. And we know you're going to miss them, but don't be sad for them.
Yeah.
They're dancing on streets of gold. I'm kind of jealous.
Yeah.
That's one of the things that I always share with people is, you know, I'm actually kind of jealous because they're there and we're still here.
Right.
Maybe I will cry with you because we're still here.
Right. So I know we included in the daily download, we have included some reflections that just thinking about these scriptures and then maybe journaling these scriptures, maybe writing them out just to meditate over them, or maybe journaling about them and what your thoughts are about them. Maybe envisioning that look on God's face and journaling, you know, as you look at the scriptures and think about them.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what I used to do is I used to like take a scripture and I put it on a post-it note and I take it with me. And I would, as I was driving, I used to drive cross country. So I had a lot of time to reflect, but I would just think about that scripture and meditate on it and really try and put it into right now real world terms. And it's amazing how just that little effort will make it come real to you.
Mm.
And you'll see all of the ways that the Holy Spirit will illuminate to your mind.
That's good.
All the ways that it's so very real to you right now.
Mm.
Man, those are scriptures you don't forget because they become so real. You may not remember the address. Like I have to go, I remember the words. And so I type them into the search bar in my Bible app. And then I go, oh yeah, yeah, that was in Hebrews or that was Romans or that was 1 Peter.
Yeah, there's about three that I know.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew 17:20,
mm-hmm.
Isaiah 53:5. And 1 Peter 2:24.
And Acts 3.
Oh, Acts 3. Of
course.
There's four. There's four that I know.
1 Corinthians 13. There's five.
That's right.
See how it's adding up? As they become real, you just start.
Yeah, and 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8. It's a big one.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, we digress.
We digress. No, but that's real life. And that's the benefit of just taking each one. There's no rush. Ponder on it, meditate on it, think about it, recite it to yourself, and really listen to yourself. You know, we were talking about speaking to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
No one believes you better than you.
That's right.
So tell yourself the truth read the word to yourself.
And realize all the gifts that Jesus Christ did for us on our Gotcha Day. You know, at that moment, we talk about all our sins were gone. We got the Holy Spirit. We got our salvation, and we were heirs.
Joint heirs with Jesus.
Yeah.
Our Lord.
And we got a brother.
Big brother.
And friends with brothers and sisters.
Powerful brother. And man.
Powerful daddy.
Even more powerful dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Macro.
So all we have to do is just believe and have faith.
And receive. Because you can believe it with your mind, but until it hits your heart and you actually receive it, that's when you start going Shazam. Oh, wait a minute. I'm dating myself there.
Yes, you are.
Let's just quit this right now. Leave it there before I dig any deeper holes. And why don't you pray us out?
Okay, before we get into any more comic books or things.
No. Just pray, Marvels. Baby. Just pray.
Okay. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we just come to you today and with just full of thankfulness, full of just gratitude. We thank you so much for just adopting us exactly how we are and taking us in and allowing Jesus to be our salvation, to be our atonement for our sins, so that we could receive the Holy Spirit, so that we could receive salvation, and so we could be joint heirs at the throne, just as we are right now. We don't have to do anything but to surrender, trying to do things ourselves, trying to save ourselves, and just surrender and have faith and believe in Jesus Christ. We thank you for making the way for us to do that, for giving your beloved Son up at the cross for us, and just for adopting us into that kingdom family and just saying, gotcha. I gotcha, and I'm not letting go, and you're perfect for our family. I could just hear you saying that, and we're so thankful. It's the best family ever. In your precious name, we thank you for all of these things. And everybody in God's family said,
Amen.
I don't know. I was pausing there a little bit just thinking about Jesus just smiling. God just smiling as their family grows, the kingdom family grows.
Let's just keep it growing.
Should we leave him with some?
Perfect.
Shalom. We love you, brothers and sisters.
We'll see you next time.